just put it away and keep yourself safe, the other drivers safe, and pay attention to the road when you're driving.
April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and even in rural areas, a considerable problem. From the Hays Police Department, Lieutenant Brandon Wright stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, April is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So that's a mouthful, but talking about distracted driving today. So that can mean a lot of things. All kinds of things can distract us when we're behind the wheel. I've seen people applying makeup. Of course, oftentimes we're eating behind the wheel. All those things can take our attention off the road. But usually this topic, we're talking about some cell phones, electronic devices, right?
Yep.
So, and, you know, over my career, at the beginning of my career, that wasn't a thing at all. But now it is in our daily lives, and we're all very busy, and people are really connected to their lives through their phones, and that pull to be in that phone while we're moving down the road is a real thing. So, and a lot of people think, oh, it's not going to hurt anything. Look down for a minute and just read what somebody sent me, or I'll just send a real quick text at a stoplight or a stop sign or something like that. So, but you know, distracted driving using those devices behind the wheels contributes to a lot of accidents and a lot of deaths across the country. So it's an important topic.
Yeah.
So I just ask everybody to drive responsibly. Try to put that phone down and leave it alone when you're behind the wheel. So I know that this stuff has been talked about a lot, but, you know, put your phone away, turn it on silent, try to hold your passengers accountable. If you're riding in a vehicle and the driver's grabbing that phone, say, I'll grab that and read you what's going on or whatnot. You know, try to support each other, and just overall, you know, I think we'd be a lot better off if everybody kind of held each other accountable for that, because it's so accepted. You see it all the time on the roads. So we do stop drivers for that. There is there's a fine and a ticket associated with that, and but that's nothing compared to the cost of wrecking your car and the expenses involved in dealing with that, let alone the serious injuries, and sometimes people die in car accidents as a result of either direct or contributing factor is not looking at the road, not paying attention to what we're doing, and being in our phones. So, and it is used, the statute, the ordinance is the use of a wireless communication device while you're driving. And that is using your wireless communication device to write, send, or read a written communication. So, you can use your phone to make a call, can use your GPS, things like that, even though that is something that, you know, anytime you're taking your eyes off the road, you should be aware of the consequences of that. But where I see a lot of it is at intersections.
Mm-hmm.
People will be sitting at a stop light or something like that, and they'll just, they think it's a safe place. They can grab their phone and get a quick couple of responses out or something like that. Issue is that majority of accidents are intersection related. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Isn't that where the problems are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the exact numbers for us in front of me or anything like that, but the majority of accidents are related to intersections. They might not be right in it. They are, but they're related to movements around intersections. So that really isn't a good time to be looking down and not paying attention. From simple things like people's eyes are down and they see traffic in front of them move a little bit and they take off and they rear end the car in front of them because people were just making a little lane adjustment. The column hadn't started moving yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seen that a bunch of times. So just put it away and keep yourself safe. Keep other drivers safe and pay attention to the road when you're driving. and kind of go along with that, be sure you're buckling up. Next month is seatbelt wear this month. So accidents do happen almost every day. Buckle up, keep yourself safe. Reduces those injuries when we do have those accidents. So that's the message for today.
Very cool. You know, I'm curious on the distracting driving piece. Do you feel like as we continue to talk about it and, you know, make it more well known, and I think about like the street signs you see and the flashing yellow overhangs on the interstate, do you feel like people are getting better about it, or are we getting worse?
I don't feel like we're getting better at it.
Okay.
I don't have any numbers to back that up.
Back it up, but just
yeah, that's my impressions. Thing. Just watching traffic and watching people's actions. I don't think that people are getting better. I think that they are more and more engrossed in what's going on in our devices. That is where, you know, we significant portions of our lives is tied to those phones, and people really want to see what somebody sent them, either by a text or Snapchat or whatever social media platforms they're on. When they hear that dink or beep on their phone, people are really drawn to look at it. And respond. So, and even on phone calls, hands-free is better. You can keep your eyes up, but it's still distracted. You're still splitting your attention between what's going on around you and the conversation you're having. You're really not paying full attention to the roadway. So, the more congested the traffic is, you know, the more that is a factor in raising the danger level. But even if you're just driving along and there's nothing going on and there's not much traffic, and it feels like a pretty safe place to do it, you never know when something's going to jump out and surprise you, especially when you're not giving your full attention to what's going on around you.
I think anybody that's ever hit a deer would agree with that. Yeah. Like, it can happen. You don't even know. You're just driving and bang.
The most boring stretches, right? It's when you get hit with that. Mm-hmm. So, along those same lines, when we have children running out between vehicles and things like that in residential areas, I mean, the roadway can look clear and open, and there can be things that jump out and change in front of us. And if we're not paying attention to what we're doing while we're behind the wheel, we're in a missile. We can't stop them on a dime, and tragedy can happen in an instant, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think about all of those integrated systems now we're putting in cars where the phone is connected, and sometimes you don't even have to have the phone. It's just the car is the phone. And, you know, especially like Teslas and all of those cool electronic gadgets and whatnots on the dashboard. I think it's really going to come down to a more personal choice to make that decision. I'm going to drive and I'm going to focus on the road and forget everything else. And not to even mention like the automated driving systems that are coming online now, the safety cruise. I'd rented a car the other day that had that adaptive cruise in it, and it's kind of neat. But also I'm thinking at the same time, like, my goodness, this gives me more temptation to not pay attention.
And to give all the control to the electronics in that vehicle, right? Yeah, my truck's got that, and that was hard. It is convenient, but... yeah, that was a little eerie getting used to. And a lot of vehicles nowadays also have, they've got the computer in the car. There's cameras. It's got some control over the braking. It can emergency brake for the driver if the car senses a pedestrian or a collision. But a lot of cars don't have that technology, and that's not what we should be relying on to save us from an accident. Mm-hmm. Anyway, those technologies aren't meant to give us the ability to not pay attention while we're driving and be on Facebook or whatnot. So, I just underscoring that message of pay attention when you're driving. Driving's it's a dangerous thing to do. A lot of accidents, a lot of deaths and injuries. So pay attention, stay off the phone.
Excellent advice. And wear the seatbelts.
wear your seatbelt.